This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's one for the money, two for the show, three to get it ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't
do it.
Step on my blue suede shoe.
Unless it's a Braves player's foot, like Ronald Acuna. And then you should stomp on it and try to knock him out of the series. Then again, he can be healthy and still be beat, as he was last year when he did not hustle after JT Realmuto's inside the park home run. And I expect Ronald Acuna and the Braves to go down again. And for more on that and the thrilling victory last night in the round one win by the Phillies, by the way, it's 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia as we broadcast today from the Tasty Cake Studio. Let's welcome the King, Howard Eskin. How you doing, King?
Well, it's a good morning in Philadelphia for everybody.
Yeah.
So it's a good morning for you guys. It's a good morning for the fans.
It's fun.
Good morning for everybody.
You know, Howard, it really is fun. You've seen some of these rides through the years, and we don't know the way this one's going to end, but they got a real shot, man. I mean, one thing that really stands out to me, Howard, is this team, I believe, is better than last year. They obviously play with great confidence. And frankly, what happened in the first 2 months to me doesn't matter. I mean, it just doesn't. Since June, they've been playing at a 100-win clip, and I think they can go toe-to-toe with the Braves without a doubt in my mind. Howard, let's go back to last night. You were there. I know you were in the clubhouse postgame. What stood out to you with what you saw postgame and that celebration of the guys?
Well, honestly, Joe, I was not in the clubhouse.
Ooh, okay.
Because I've been through so many of those celebrations that I'm tired of taking my clothes to the cleaners. Okay. And trying to get the stench out of all the clothing.
Fair enough.
And I was wearing a sport coat last night, so I didn't want to get that soaked either. So, you know, I've seen them. I could watch it on TV.
Sure.
I know what the feeling is. I know the situation. But, and everybody's happy, so I understand all that. And there's no reason that you, I mean,
no, I got you.
Why should
Howard,
you not
well,
be
Howard, let's get to Nola here, because what he did last night bodes really well for the future in the next month here. There was great uncertainty of what he would do. How do you frame the rest of the postseason knowing that Nola just did what he did?
Well, you know, I'm going to try to bring some perspective to this, and I know I'm going to get criticized for it because it's not, you know, it's not 100% positive for everybody. Yeah. He did face the Miami Marlins.
Yeah, that's fair.
Now, he did pitch great, and Wheeler did pitch great, but it is the Miami Marlins, and they're not a team that scores a lot of runs. So once you get up on them, they've had some comeback wins. But they're not the team, the way they can, their offense is, that they can come back a lot. So, obviously, it's important to score the first run. And the pickoff or the balk or whatever that was, I'm not sure what it was. But that kind of changed everything. And then the Phillies scored after that. So, the Atlanta Braves, they're different than Miami. And, Joe, I heard you take both sides of the fence, which is normal for you.
Oh, no.
You said, I think the Braves are going to win, but I'm going to pick the Phillies.
No. It's not what I said.
Well, no.
What I said is
I
thought the Braves were going to win.
Well,
I no longer think. The difference is
he now thinks the Phillies are going to win.
Yeah, Howard, the difference is what I thought in July and what I think on, let me look at the date on my computer, October 5th are two different things. I thought the Braves would beat the Phillies throughout the regular season, if they met in the playoffs. I now think the Phillies will win.
Okay. Well, you couched it, but that's okay. Because you couch a lot of things.
I just want to make sure you know the difference between past tense and present tense. You know, I mean,
I'm surprised
that gets covered
you
in
say, I
that's
think
fourth grade
friggin'
stuff.
Win. You talk about scrambled eggs and you call them friggin' scrambled eggs. Is that with a K or without a K?
Friggin', I don't know. The way King, you I don't know. Is King with a K or a C? I don't
okay.
know.
King is with a capital K. All right. So. Here's the situation, and it's pretty obvious. The Atlanta Braves are the best team that I've seen in probably 5 years. But, you know, and it's hard to reference before that. They really, really are good. However, and I was talking to John Middleton before it was the first game, and he asked me, "Who do you think? You think we have a chance? You think we can win?" He says, "Well, you're going to beat Miami, and so that's a given." I said, "But consider this: the team with the best record in sports, any professional league, almost never wins a championship."
Yeah.
So I said, you got to look at that. And I don't, there's a lot of questions you can't answer. Why does a team that loses the Super Bowl not go back only go back once in 28 years?
Sure.
Why does a team that lost the World Series not win the World Series in 30 years or one? I think it's two in 30 years. So I don't have an answer for that. And I don't have an answer why the best team, the team with the best record in professional sports in almost any league, never wins the championship. So when you look at that, obviously, the way the Phillies are playing, and it was, I mean, two games and everybody swept, which is amazing that everybody swept.
Sure.
Even
is.
Road teams swept.
Yeah.
It is an interesting thought with the Phillies playing well and the excitement that really exists everywhere here in Philadelphia, and I understand that. And that's the way it should be, and that's what fans are. And when you say, it was a great comment by Bryce Harper, sports is about a moment. That's what sports is.
Yeah.
Everything in sports is about a moment. You look at there's one play that stands out. The last championship in this town was the Super Bowl. There's one play that just stands out above all others because it's a moment. The touchdown catch by
Philly
the Philly special.
Yeah, yeah.
Sports is about moments.
That and BJ. Yeah, I think both. I mean, you know, Howard, I'll never forget when BG, you know, made that play and then went to the sidelines and the players were almost pushing him around in celebration. So
yeah,
it's fun when you see a dude be the guy. And look, it's great. John, go ahead.
Howard, you've been in the building for everything that's ever happened in Philly sports. How did the Stott slam last night rank electricity-wise to those other huge moments?
You know what? The moment that is the most vivid in your mind is the one that's the most current in your mind. So that ranks above all others because that was the end of the game. 3-0, I thought it was the end of the game. But that was clearly the end of the game. So it's a great moment. But you don't want to take away from Bryce Harper's home run against San Diego. That was a great moment. But that's what sports is. And we always dial back and say, man, that was great. And that was great.
Yeah.
And when you win, it's great. So, but for the moment, that Stott grand slam is probably, you can't say it's the most exciting, but it is clearly one of the most exciting moments. And I've seen a lot, and they haven't all been here. When in 1980, the greatest playoff series in the history of baseball was the Phillies against the Houston Astros, when Nolan Ryan lost for the first time in ages after leading into the seventh inning.
5-2 lead in the eighth inning, and Nolan spit it up.
It's unbelievable.
Yep.
So,
yep.
And then Pete Rose coming around. You know, there's all these things kind of float through your mind.
Yeah.
But the most recent is always the best.
Yeah.
And that's what people will think about until that game on Saturday.
Well, Howard, let's talk about that.
And it's a great moment. There's no question.
No doubt.
That's a great moment. The future leadoff hitter of the Phillies, that's a great moment.
Howard, decision time for Rob Thompson. Sanchez or Ranger game one, who would you go with?
I'd go with Ranger because he's experienced the moment. You gotta remember, we don't know what's inside a guy. And Sanchez hasn't been in this situation.
I agree with
before.
You. Yep.
So, and Ranger was there at the end when they got to the World Series. So he's experienced the moment. So I'm always more comfortable, and they're both lefties, and I'm always more comfortable with somebody that's experienced the moment. And Sanchez and Ranger has experienced the moment.
Yeah.
So that's where I would go with
that. We look forward, hopefully, you know, 4 more weeks of playoff talk with you and a lot of Eagles coverage in the fall.
By the way,
as well.
Joe, I do have one question for you.
Yes. The answer is no. The answer is no comment. But go ahead.
Did you carry around a bag with you for Halloween to get candy from the fans in the stands?
My king.
You should have gotten a lot of candy. And the other part of that question is, if you didn't have your name on the back, would anybody know who you were?
Probably not.
Okay.
Yeah, probably not. But I don't have as memorable a face as you do. You know, that's not necessarily a positive there, King.
Now, you know what? With you and me, there's half positive and half not
positive.
Here we
go. Here we go. Hey.
You know, so it's just 50-50. I'll just say it's 50-50.
You got it. King, it's all love, man. Stay well. Thanks, Howard.
All right, see you guys.
All right, there he is, the great Howard Askin. All right, coming up, the Aaron Nola interview postgame last night, which was great. And also Bryce Harper talking about Nola and Wheeler and a lot more. We'll revisit a lot of what happened last night and rock a ton of calls. Joe DeCameron, John Rich on WIP.
Let's talk about my friends at Window Nation. Fall is the best time of the year. There's so much love about fall, especially the return of Window Nation's best offer of the year. Get two windows free for every two you buy, plus put no money down, make no payments, and pay no interest for 2 years. So if your old windows are hard to open or close, or they're drafty and leaky, now is the time to call Window Nation because you want to take care of it before the cold weather arrives. And you'll be loving the new look and feel of your home, plus up to 30% off your energy bills. And you'll also love Window Nation's knowledgeable exterior designers and quick, clean, accurate, professional installation. Not to mention, you'll love the savings with this fantastic offer. Put no money down, make no payments, and pay no interest for 2 full years. And for every two windows you buy, you'll get two windows free. But this offer will disappear as fast as the leaves on your maple tree. So call Window Nation today, 866-90-NATION, or visit windownation.com, 866-90-NATION, or online, windownation.com.